Hello and welcome to the Special Olympics Wisconsin podcast, Athlete Voice. This is a platform where our athletes get to come and join us, have open and transparent conversations, and our listeners get to learn about the lives, activities, and the important work that our Special Olympics Wisconsin athletes are doing in their communities. I'm Addie Teeters. I'm with Special Olympics Wisconsin, and I'm here joined with my co-host and just an amazing athlete himself. Can you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Edward Kastner.
And Ed, can you introduce our guest today?
His name is Christian Sylvester. He's an athlete leader and my friend, and I've known him for years, and today we're going to talk about Athlete Health Messenger.
Hi, Christian.
Hi, guys.
And Christian, maybe to give us a little bit of background, can you tell us, when did you get started in Special Olympics?
I got started in Special Olympics in Waukee, Wisconsin at the age of 8 to 9 in bowling to start with. And then it went from that to skills basketball, then team basketball, and then eventually bocce over the last couple of years.
And you've done a lot of work as well with our Athlete Leadership Council. So can you talk about how you got involved in the leadership side of things?
How I got involved in the athlete leadership was after our USA Games in 22 in Orlando. After we got back, I was selected by, I believe, coaches and Jeannie out of a small group of athletes to be picked for the committee. I'm coming up on my third year next year, so I'll be done after 25, or at the end of 25. So it's been an experience I thought I would never have. I didn't know it was possible to be a part of something like athlete leadership, and seeing everything from the other side of things, not just an athlete, but as someone who's helped put on events and decide what to do for events. That's kind of the coolest thing for me.
And Christian, what have you learned about yourself since being on the council? Because I don't know if many listeners know this, but I used to be on the council, so I recently just got off, so.
I think the thing that I realized about myself being on the council is I always knew I was a leader, but I never really, I guess, had a platform to show it other than just around classmates when I was in school. I think being on Team Wisconsin in 22 kind of helped me realize what a leader is and could be, and being on the couch for these last 2 years has been great. As much as I think we can do more, I know we can do more in the next year, so hopefully we can change a few things in the next year to help Special Olympics grow.
And Christian, you just finished Athlete Health Messenger training. So even though you are an athlete leader and you're involved in sports, you are still continuing your education. So can you tell us about Athlete Health Messenger?
For me, this was my second time taking the course, and Athlete Health Messenger has helped me understand certain things when it comes to my health, my family's health, friends' health, whatever it may be, on what goes into certain foods, how to meal prep, everything else, pick what You won for your mules, and it's really opened my eyes into what I could change about my own health routine.
And Christian, do you put yourself more intentionally to know what you put in your body? Like, oh, maybe I shouldn't eat this or that. Do you, yeah.
Yes and no. It honestly depends on the day, because I know there are days where it's just like, I really don't want to necessarily have meal prep, but I, knowing how much I'm on the road and how busy we can get, because every time I think we slow down, we always speed up, and it keeps going every other week. So hopefully, maybe in the next couple of weeks, especially next month, I can change that. But
and you, Ed, are always working with people on their health as well. And
well, I'm on 120 days no soda today, so
that's a big deal. 120 days no
and
soda.
And then, Addie, I just got rid of the. You know, I'm used to eating the little dippy snackies for like dessert or sugar,
yes.
But I got rid of those, and now I get those Taylor. I think they're at Walmart. Those little Taylor veggie trays.
So the Swiss cake rolls are
gone.
They're gone, and then we have veggies coming in. This is a big deal, Christian. All right, Christian, you're the witness though. If you see Ed tapping into those Swiss cake rolls again, we gotta stop that, don't we?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you've changed about your eating habits since taking the courses, Christian?
It's more of between taking the courses both times, I attempted to have a gym membership at our village center in Wanakee over in the summer. It worked to a point. It was just that with my jobs that I have, every time I wanted to go to the gym, I realized, oh, I have a full day and I'm not going to get there. But then also, I've started looking at some recipes online for like extra protein and everything else to put in. There's a page that I follow that does like your favorite frozen foods, but 10 times better because it has, however much more protein than you normally would get from the store, from the ones at the store. So I'm trying to find a recipe that would work for me, or that I'm like, out of the recipes that I've seen, so I literally have like a whole file of them saved.
Oh, I want to grab this or that. I was thinking of my dad, like, I can't do this because I want to be around for Ismay as long as I can be.
For your daughter,
so
that's
it's,
right.
It's those things.
And Christian, why is it, I mean, you know, you have a lot of friends and fellow athletes, so why is it so important for you that we keep up with this education around health and wellness?
As far as athletes and my friend, he's super short, but he's also super skinny. And it looks like he could put some more weight on, but I don't think he can. So maybe with Health Messenger for him, it could maybe help him understand what he can do to change it for his eating habits.
And I think the last thing I want to talk about with you guys is, you know, there's Special Olympics has sports, right? We are an athletic organization, but we have so much more to offer at the class that Christian took, Health Messenger, right? There's so much.
Yeah, and I guess when it comes to Health Messenger, it's just understanding those conscious behaviors, like maybe I should have this, maybe I should have that, and we try to teach it. Like, I'm going to ask Christian, here's a teacher coming out of me, and nobody said you didn't have a pop quiz today, but are you keeping up with your five glasses or five bottles of water each day?
Yeah, how you doing on those, on that water, Christian?
I'm close to, I usually get like 3.5. I try to get 5, but I usually get my 3.5.
And Edward, are there other classes out there that you would recommend athletes take?
The gender identity course, and then a new one coming down from International will be, and we haven't decided if we're going to offer it in Wisconsin, but money matters. Where you talk about budgeting and things and knowing what they got to pay for bills and things.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a really
The healthy relationships is coming up. I'm still debating whether I'm going to take that one or not, but I know that one's coming up.
And then I've always talked to Jeannie about doing a sign language class, because what if you have somebody in your local program that's deaf? And
We do have athletes that use sign language, and I think all of us would like to brush up on our sign language skills.
I definitely would like to.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Christian, is there anything else you want to tell us about why it's important to have a healthy lifestyle?
As far as healthy lifestyles, it gives you more energy to do things. You don't feel as sluggish, and you don't feel like you actually want to get out of bed in the morning, because I know there are days where I really don't want to get up, because I am not a morning person at all, even though for this whole last week I got a lot more sleep than I normally do, just because I am a night owl, but it's helped me a lot. I've gotten more out of this last week than I normally do. And just being around your friends more, that if you're having a healthier lifestyle, you have more chances of having social interactions and everything else. I think that's the biggest thing for me.
And Kristen, why would you recommend others to take Athlete Health Messenger?
I would recommend it because I don't think a lot of athletes understand or know what goes into a meal. I believe most of us will just look in the fridge and our cabinet or take whatever we want and not really think about the benefits of having a full meal.
Yeah, because I had a college professor tell me once, if you can't pronounce it on a label, don't eat it.
That's really good advice. Christian, thank you so much for sharing your experience with taking the Health Messenger class. We really hope that more athletes sign up for this.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can find us at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Thank you for supporting us, because you all help us change our lives.